Common by chance?
This is he.
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Tyler?
I'm doing good. I'm a little busy over here, but I'm not going to complain. I just wanted
to. Busy's good.
It is good. I wanted to circle back here. I know you had till the 15th to take care of the taxes situation. I just wanted to see where you were at there with the information that I had sent out to you.
I think you probably sent it to my office manager, Laverne. Well, we're holding off, waiting for the refi that's been processing for my house, and they said they thought they could get it done this week. If they don't, you told me you could get like a turnaround in 48 hours. So
yeah, we can get you an answer in 24, yeah. And then we can get you funded in just another 24 after that. So I just
I've heard through the grapevine that when you fund through sources like yours, it really takes a hit on your personal credit rating. Is that true?
No, it actually doesn't go on your personal credit at all. It goes on to the business. We have to run your credit just to make sure you don't have any tax liens against you or anything like that. It's only a third of the ding here just because we only pull from one of the three bureaus. We only pull from experience, so it's usually one, maybe 2 points most that you would be docked. But after that, it's all on the business, so your personal record is not affected on it.
Yeah, apparently you have a fair amount of competition because I had, especially the time of year people are all paying their taxes. I got a couple other solicitations, one guaranteed they had the lowest rate. So you don't know what your rate is until you actually process my application, right? Or can you guess?
Of course, yeah. I mean, no one can guarantee the lowest rate without knowing what you look like on paper and just seeing what the current health status there is of the business. But like I said, you know, we've been in the business over 14 years. We've kind of been doing a lot longer than pretty much everyone else. So the connections we have and the programs we're able to provide are one of the best. But I know you said you needed it within the next 5 days. So I just wanted to see if this was something you were looking to do. The sooner we can at least get you in, just in case there are any hiccups, just so we can see what approvals we have on the table for you. And if it makes sense, we can proceed from there. I just didn't want it to get pushed off to the last second. And then next thing you know, we're in a crunch. So.
Right. Well, I'm waiting to hear from, Valley West Mortgage in Las Vegas, who's processing a traditional refi on my home, and they said they thought they could get it done by the 14th, but they're not in today because it's a holiday. I'm surprised you're working.
Yeah,
and
so am I. Next two of us.
So, let's touch base tomorrow, and I'll let you know where they are, and if it's looking like they're stalling me and I'm not going to get a clear answer on when this is going to get done, then I'll start the process with you and take the couple of point hit on my credit rating that it will involve.
Yeah, you know, I think it might be just a good plan B there just to have in case the mortgage thing doesn't go through. I'll maybe try and touch base with you. When might be a good time for me to follow up?
Tomorrow actually is my day off, even though it's a work day for my office staff. So I'll be around, and I'll probably communicate with Valley West in the morning. So, you know, late morning, early afternoon would be a good time.
Okay. And then is this the good number there to reach you at, or is the...
This is my cell phone, so yeah.
Perfect.
This is the one that always works. Do you have the office number to communicate with Laverne? Because she's the one that has all the numbers, and she'll give you all the documentation that you need.
Okay, so, yeah, what's a good number for her just in case it gets to that point?
Laverne's office number is 650-654-6020.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll put that in the notes there. You guys you're in San Francisco, so you're on our time. So I'll maybe give you a call tomorrow around like maybe 2:30. Does that work?
Sure, that sounds good.
Okay, well, we can retouch then. If anything does come up before then, if you hear from him today, I'll be in the office here until about 3:30. If you want to just give me the heads up. But otherwise, we can touch base tomorrow and just see where things are at.
Sounds good, Tyler.
All right, Tom. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.